from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, January 11th. The series of storms that have struck California have poured water on a state mired in a years-long drought. Experts say the precipitation will help relieve the drought somewhat. Exactly how much isn't clear yet, and some areas of the state will benefit more than others. It will take more than a few storms to fill the biggest reservoirs. The State Department of Water Resources says Lake Oroville is at 88% of the historical average for this date. Lake Shasta is at 70% of the historical average. Climate change is making California drier and hotter. Officials see less water in the state's future, and these storms won't fix that long-term problem. Relatedly, the White House announced an expanded emergency declaration yesterday to include more California counties for federal aid due to ongoing winter storms. The amendment was expanded to include Colusa, Glenn, Sutter, Yuba, Tehama, and Humboldt counties. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom wants to patch a projected shortfall in the California state budget through a mix of cuts, spending delays, and shifts in how projects are paid for. One thing he does not plan to do yet is dip into the state's rainy day fund, which could fully cover an expected $22 billion budget deficit. Newsom says he'll only pull from budget reserves if the economic picture worsens in the coming months.
We have a wait-and-see approach to this budget in terms of being cautious and being prepared.
The governor is committing to funding major priorities in social services, such as universal pre-K, by 2025, and expanded health care for undocumented immigrants.
We are protecting the most vulnerable Californians, despite the situational challenge.
Environmentalists are slamming Governor Newsom for proposing $6 billion in budget cuts for state climate initiatives. CalMatters environment reporter Nadia Lopez has more.
So more than half of the climate budget cuts come from the state's clean transportation initiatives, like building out charging stations for electric vehicles and other infrastructure projects. And while Governor Newsom says the state could offset those reductions with federal money and a potential bond reserve, the move still generated a lot of controversy for environmentalists. They're now questioning whether the state will be able to fund its ambitious goals around electrification efforts, especially when we're already facing an economic downturn. And this is just one more blow on top of the recent failure of Proposition 30, which would have raised billions of dollars to support zero-emission vehicle incentives.
CalMatters' Nadia Lopez reporting. Public health funding will be slashed by more than $1 billion in the proposed spending plan Governor Newsom outlined this week. This despite widespread criticism that decades of cuts and underfunding hamstrung early response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We again turn to CalMatters. Health reporter Kristen Wong has more.
The proposed budget cuts are coming primarily from unwinding the emergency response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And while that may seem like an easy place for the state to cut the fat, local health departments are concerned because they really spent the past two decades watching their budgets decrease incrementally year over year, and sort of the cumulative impact of those continuous decreases is what hampered the state's initial response to the pandemic. On the other end of the spectrum, the state is planning on charging ahead with planned expansions to the Medi-Cal insurance program, including offering free health care for undocumented immigrants of all ages. And part of that is going to be funded by renewing a tax on health insurance plans.
That's CalMatters' Kristen Wong. And finally, it's official. Bakersfield native Kevin McCarthy claimed the Speaker's gavel in the House of Representatives early Saturday after a historic 15 rounds of voting. To get there, the San Joaquin Valley Republican made many concessions to party hardliners, but he didn't miss a beat during his acceptance speech that made frequent reference to his Central California upbringing. For the California Report, KVPR's Joshua Yeager reports.
In a potential rejoinder to critics, McCarthy invoked this Buck Owens country hit, Streets of Bakersfield, during his first speech as Speaker in Washington.
Well, I've walked those streets my entire life. I know its people. They're hardworking and relentless, optimistic about our future. And I'm very honored to have the opportunity to represent them.
Back home, longtime supporters such as Skip Ogle cheered on McCarthy. He says having a San Joaquin Valley native in Congress's top position will benefit the region.
This prestigious job. I think it's good for us. Maybe we'll get a little bit of that pork coming back here.
Despite the Valley shoutouts, during his speech, McCarthy pledged to work for all Americans. He highlighted securing the southern border, boosting domestic energy production, and competing with China as top priorities.
That was KVPR's Joshua Yeager for the California Report. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, January 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.